everybody. Welcome to HGTV's Rose Grows for Beginners. I'm Rose Like Phoenix, and today we're going to be discussing removing your interior petals without queering your spiral.
Fuck do you mean?
What? Oh, no, it's A Squad. It's a video game podcast. Hey, everybody, welcome back.
I didn't even know what that was not even English.
Today we're going to be talking about Gears, Kingdom Hearts, Gears, DuckTales.
Woohoo!
Bioshock.
And Bioshock Infinite.
I'll mention a little bit of Walking Dead Survival Instinct.
Okay, all right. I mean, we're going to talk about all the video games.
Well, I mean, it was new this week.
All right, I'm going to ask my two guests to re-enter their names. They're both coming back. I think they both have two shows under their belt now. They're just going for their
Ken's
third.
Ken's got four.
Does he?
Oh, I mean, on this?
Yeah.
I don't know. Ken's kind of a jack of all trades. He's just there almost every show.
Yeah.
This will be your third.
Yeah. You did it with Dave. You did just you. And then this is... all
right. Right.
You want me to play the little thing again?
Right. Yeah, let's do it, dude.
All right. So here it is.
Hi. My name is...
What?
My name is...
What?
My name is...
Max Barracuda.
Bruce Bowerman.
You just look like
so sick of
there
this
for
fucking
a second.
Song.
Yo, you acted like you were telling the judge your name.
Yeah.
might as well have been.
All right, well, I'm not going to ask where the names came from because we don't care anymore.
Mine came from the government.
Did it?
Yeah, it's my government name.
Like you're in witness protection, like you got a small penis, so they threw that at you, throw people off the trail.
Yeah, something like that.
All right,
something about my penis size has to do with witness protection.
Right, it's small. Anyway, let's go into what we're playing now so we can get that out of the way and get into the news because I really want to go into Gears.
All right.
Max, what are you playing right now?
I split my week three ways, three games.
Mm-hmm.
Me and Shock over here managed to get through campaign mode of the new Gears. That was badass. Then when I'm sitting home alone... Little Lego Lord of the Rings, because that game is a completionist nightmare.
Oh, you're done the storyline?
I did the story. The story didn't take too long, but then there's about 100 characters to unlock. Like, all sorts of crazy bullshit. And then last night I was lucky enough to get a little playtime on Bioshock Infinite.
Oh, man.
Which is going to be the game of the year. I guarantee it.
I have Infinite sitting on right next to God of War unopened on my desk,
I'm
just waiting for me to play
it. It's amazing.
I'm sure it is. It's just this cluster fuck of great games that came out this last
month. Usually you never see like this many big games come out in March. Usually they all like, you know, for either September or November release, somewhere in there.
I think it's a push so that they can get a little online loving before the new systems come out.
Well, I think, too, Bioshock's been delayed for 3 years now.
Right, but
so
what I'm saying,
I think
like,
they're finally it's done. Get it out.
Number 2 came out when Dead Space 2 came out.
Yeah, but they've been... I think I saw the trailer for Bioshock maybe two E3s ago. Maybe three.
I mean, I've been working on it, but realistically, it's only been 2 years. 2011 came out.
What, Bioshock 2?
Yeah. It came out out like literally the same time as Dead Space 2.
To be fair, Bioshock 2, very forgettable.
Wasn't good?
It was forgettable.
Well, it suffered from shitty sequelitis.
Yeah.
Like, number one was so big and groundbreaking and awesome, and then they were like, we need another quick. And they just kind of chucked out.
And the twist at the end was great. I'll say this. I'm a big seeing what's up around the bend. I didn't see it.
Of
people,
one.
People, yeah, people
Bioshock
like to
one
claim that they saw
my God.
It, but
and
they didn't.
And that's when you think the end of the game is, and it's just the midway point, and then everything changes.
Right. Right. It was incredible. Number two.
Yeah. Would you kindly
I'll give him points for trying.
Two
I'll
is
give him points
weird
because
they put
trying.
You as a big daddy. And I didn't want to be a big daddy. I want to be a dude fighting big daddy.
Well, I figured they couldn't put you back in. I mean, unless you're a diver who found it or whatever.
Well, that's what I mean. Like, for this one, for the new one, they flipped the script entirely. They made it something new and original. New city, new environment.
Is
fucking insane story.
Is Andrew Ryan in there?
There's no mention of Rapture, of any of the previous Bioshock games. It's an all-new story.
Well, that's kind of disappointing.
Trust me. I just
I want it to be like Andrew Ryan's like backup.
No, the new guy's even nuttier and it's even better.
Just as an outsider, I never played the game, but it looks like a game about like underwater wizards.
How
are you on a video game podcast and you know
underwater
nothing
wizards.
Of Bioshock?
It's
like one of the most successful franchises.
I just haven't played it.
It's one of the most anticipated games of many,
I played
many years.
Like, 4 or 5 maybe minutes of the first game, and it's fucking whatever.
That's and you saw Little Mermaid meets Harry Potter.
Where do you powers. Get
the Little Mermaid? Well, I mean, thing? We could.
No, like, no.
Do you even know the plot?
Yeah, it's like you're a wizard.
Well,
wait, how the fuck did you come up with that in the first 5 minutes of the game?
You're like walking around, you got like,
and that's been an ignorant man's take on BioShock.
Well, I'm saying though, like, that's not technically his genre of games, but I mean, a really successful, you know, franchise is Madden. Have you ever played one of those though? Like,
I can tell you what that one.
I'll tell you what the story is in Madden. I'll tell you that.
No, the story is
like I swore off years ago the Call of Duty games. Those I can tell you the plot.
Look, their story. Who cares? The army guys shooting things.
Army guys shooting things.
They don't even bother to come out with DLC for the story mode. They're just like, look, you're not even playing it.
I know.
You're like a wizard. You got a wrench.
If you're like me too, you play through like a Call of Duty, you're done with the story mode in like an hour, and then it sits on a shelf.
That's impossible. You ever try playing that on like any difficulty but normal? That
I crank through those really quick.
Yeah, I'm constantly getting killed.
I do. You have to do balls on what they want you to do. Like if they're like run for that tank and you just, which I'm not good at, like you just run over to like another wall or something. You're like, no, I think this position will be better.
As soon as you poke your head up, though, it's like.
No, but they deliberately need you to run to that tank is what they need you to do, or they're just going to kill you for no reason.
Well, that's the beauty of the new BioShock is there's no hurry to it. You're not supposed to hurry. You're supposed to take it in.
You know what
the environment is so insane.
What turned me off to it, and I did buy the game. It is sitting there, and I'm going to play it out of respect for the series. But what turned me off to it is there were no new plasmids. They were all
there's a ton of new plasmids.
Well,
it was the
they're
same
not
shit,
plasmids
though.
Anymore. Now they have a new... I forget what the new name
is. Yeah,
but
fire, ice, whatever.
Well, they keep the basics. You have your fire, ice, and electric.
Wait, I'm sorry. As an outsider, I never played the game. What is a plasmid?
Plasmid's the shit that...
All right, I'll explain the brief story. This one guy thought that he got a bad rap. His name was Andrew Ryan.
He hated government.
He basically wanted to do whatever he wanted. He wanted to... experiment with human genomes and all that shit.
Well, all right. I'm not getting
like,
too deep.
I'm trying to get like just the paper lay down, you know. So then he's like, you know what? I'm gonna take my wizard ass down. No, but he's like, you know what?
Him and Potter.
I don't want to give the government any. You know, I don't want them telling me what to do. I don't want the church telling me what to do. I'm gonna create my own underwater city, and we're gonna do whatever we want. And he starts experimenting on humans. And he comes up with these serums and whatnot he calls plasmids that you could buy at vending machines or whatever. You take it and you can like control fire for like an hour or however long you want.
Yeah, they like inject into your arm. And
but people get to be almost junkies on them and the whole town goes to shit. They all start tearing each other apart and then you go down in a plane right by it. You're a survivor and you go in and you're like, holy shit, what the hell's going on?
All right.
Yeah, that's the city.
And you start using them kind of sparingly, which is cool.
So in this new one now, the city is Columbia, which is a flying city. And the guy who founded it is a maniac religious nut job who built it basically like as a testament. Like to him, religion is America. So they have statues. Like, their gods are George Washington and Thomas Jefferson and all that. But it's so it takes place post-Civil War. So like.
Is that far back?
And it's super, like, when you first arrive in the city, everything sounds great. Like, looks good. You see kids jumping rope, and there's, you know, barbershop quartets singing. And then they ask you to stone an interracial couple to death. And you realize, like, deep down, like, shit ain't what it seems. That it's actually
it's
super
awesome.
That's super Puritan.
You get to stone somebody? That sounds awesome.
Giant Shock is part of an interracial couple. Yeah.
Stone me, bro. Come
on. It's very much like a commentary on the time and of race and everything because there's like a resistance to this dude. And they hate – they love every president, but they hate Lincoln. Like there's big statues of John Wilkes Booth everywhere. And there's posters of Lincoln with horns.
Do they have that typical release at the when you start up the game that says that kind of Assassin's Creed does where they're like, you know, this was built by a team of multicultural.
No,
blah, blah, blah.
I didn't notice it if they did it.
I noticed it because then I always go, "Oh shit,
shit's
something's about to happen."
Yo, so they should really get the stoning and more. Yeah, you should get the stoning in more games.
Did you get to choose whether you did or not?
Everyone should get stoned.
You obviously, don't do it.
No, I would have liked. Right? Well,
Can you do it though?
I guess if you had the choice.
I chose not to. I don't know if I could search around for rocks or anything. I didn't do that.
That would be the whole...
I'm just saying, these two haven't played the BioShock games, but as you know, BioShock, you always had a giant choice to either be super bad or super good.
From what I saw,
and
I only played the beginning because it just came out, but...
They're not going to let you go back and stone people, so...
From what I saw, it's very linear.
How are you not all right, let me throw a stone here and see what's up?
That's a non-game. It's like, hey, here's this pivotal plot point that's going to dictate what the story's about. Right. And you're like, nah, I'll throw a rock.
Yeah, well, I go around the rest of the game like, yo, that's that stoner.
Oh, no. I mean, I wouldn't just because I like playing as the good guy. Because that's obviously the best ending in any game. They want you to be good.
The combat is insane. Like, the rail system, where the way you travel.
It looks cool.
Unbelievably fun. Like, it looks complicated, but it's so easy to do.
I mean, regardless of what Congress says, the video game industry obviously wants us to be good guys.
I never am a good guy.
Because, and you always get the shitty ending.
From what I hear...
I feel that my gameplay is just better being bad.
It's definitely funner being...
I mean, you get to shoot more people, I guess.
It's a lot harder to be the good guy in games.
Yeah, it's
fucking
whack. Did anybody play Dishonored?
Bonerman just played... what he does is he sits at home and plays that airport board from Call of Duty 2 just over and over.
Beats off.
Yeah.
Yeah,
if you played Dishonored, you have a choice of killing dudes or, like, just kind of trapping them or, you know.
Dishonored is definitely...
If you just leave them there, they come back. So
I'm
it's so
definitely
much easier
waiting.
To just kill them.
I'm definitely waiting till that goes down in price. That's
a fun one.
That hasn't proven itself to me.
I remember Knights of the Old Republic, dude. I was playing that shit, and your powers as a fucking... What was the bad Jedi?
They're still
Sith.
Jedi.
The Sith,
yeah.
Right? Mm-hmm. Are just... A million times better than your shitty.
Well, yeah, you
Jedi.
Can choke and electrocute people.
Yeah.
Instead like, of why would you ever be a good guy?
Softly.
It's cool to call yourself a Jedi, but I was choking the life out of you. Like,
yeah, dude, you can do the choke, the electric shock, and
that particular game. I was a bad guy. It was cool throwing shit around, but usually the good guy.
That's why the Force Unleashed was such a good game because you got to be a good guy with bad guy powers.
Well, you know what it is.
I went to get both those endings. Though that one.
Yeah,
any game in which I get magic powers and the other side I do not, I'm going to go for the magic powers.
For the badass magic powers.
The Jedi
was like, I can move
Fable,
stuff in my mind.
Even Fable, I was the bad guy magic, whatever you want to call it.
There was
a
couple times in that game where I was like, I wish I could move this box over here.
While we're doing,
I'll hit this guy with a lightning storm.
While we're doing what we're playing, I also just got Fable 3.
It was on the cheap.
I didn't. It's Gamefly. They finally got that one to me. Right. Piece of shit. Hate
is it?
I hate it so much.
Yeah, that's
it's like they went. Hey, here's the things that made Fable 1 and 2 so good and popular. Let's not do any of that and instead add this boring ass story in there.
That series has been circling the rim of the bowl for a little.
It's
while.
Done. It's done. That piece of shit number 3.
I didn't buy number 3. I didn't care.
It's like you don't even get to make your character. You're just stock dude.
Really?
Yeah, you're the prince, and it's boring.
Stock Dude is one of my favorite characters of all time, though, from GTA 3.
Yeah, you're the guy.
The Stock Dude.
He's a lot lamer when you're the hoity prince in the beginning of Fable 3.
I don't know. I didn't.
You got your perfectly coiffed blonde hair.
I don't see me playing that one. John, what are you playing this week?
I'm not going to go into the one thing because we're gonna definitely going to get into
me
that.
Me too.
I was playing Walking Dead Survival Instinct, and I'm a big fanboy of like what I like. What I mean,
right?
Give me a chance to talk here, kid. It's getting really panned, and it's kind of like hurting my like for it. But I still like it, man. I don't know.
This is the guy who liked that Alien Colonial Marines.
I've seen the show. I don't know much about the game. I assume you're some sort of wizards that live in the woods.
Yes.
Wow. I mean, that would be more useful than being Daryl.
That's just my natural assumption of video games. I don't know.
Yes, you're a wizard.
I'm just going to say, Jacques, you can like a franchise and like a property and not like everything they do.
What is it about it that isn't really floating your boat?
That doesn't float my boat?
Yeah.
It just can get a little it gets repetitive. I always annoys me when the voices don't sync up to what the mouths are moving.
Yeah,
and that
sloppy
got,
in 2013.
Yeah, that got annoying, but a lot of people were complaining online that you only get to use that you only really use like 2-3 weapons, like a knife, a hammer, like shit like that, like blunt force
crossbow.
Stuff.
I would imagine
you eventually get the crossbow. Right. But I kind of like the fact that it's kind of challenging to navigate through like levels without really trying to get into the zombies' faces a lot. Like I know the other Walking Dead game was like a kind of like was more or less like choose your own path type thing, and, but like this is like kind of like that with all free roam. I gotta tell you though, if you play it, you know, you get like, you know, shocked every once in a while where you're not looking out behind your back and they just creep up on you. They're just like, they're all over the place, man. It's pretty, it is fun. Like, I do like it.
Which one did you like more?
Obviously, the other one was a lot better. It just was. It won a game of the year. This new one is fun, though. It's not, obviously, I think I also got hurt a lot, too, that the other one was so amazing, and this one is a prequel story that story's not really adding anything to it. Like,
I'm so sick of fucking prequels.
And,
But zombie games that don't give you, like, the free world option with, like, everything as a weapon to kill zombies just aren't doing it right. What's that game? Dead Rising. Yeah, mm-hmm. It set the mold for what you should be doing with a zombie game.
See, I didn't really like Dead Rising.
Here's the difference. Dead Rising is mow down a million zombies, and they'll respawn right back. So you're never...
Yeah, but if you want to do it like more tactical, do it more tactical. But like use
Well, you get
mold.
To a point in those games where you can't be tactical.
Yeah, but if I'm looking at something,
you
should
don't
be
get
able
to do
pick
anything
it up and
tactical.
Hit
Technically,
with it.
He's right that you could pick up a lot more things, but Dead Rising, I think I said it on the show before, my big disappointment was it was pretty unique that you could like tape the chainsaws to whatever the ores and shit, but you never really had time to do it. Like they never really gave you enough time to roll around.
Agree more with you there.
And then you run around in the mall, and it's fun to kill some zombies, but then when I turn around and they're right back, it's like I can't ever clear a store. I can't ever
clear
a place.
What was whack was the second one didn't have the that after mode or whatever, the aftertime mode.
Yeah.
And also the whole thing with the daughter, like I ignored. I turned that shit off. I wasn't even getting fucking phone calls anymore.
The
Zombrex
plot line was
I fought
a
all the
game
bosses.
Killer.
Yeah,
where you had to get back to give your daughter her zombie medication.
It sucks.
Stupidest
hard
plot
enough
line.
Running around trying to get your shit done, but then having to go back every hour or whatever it was.
I would just nonsense. Like drive my car down into the tunnels as far as I possibly could. Like, my car would fucking blow up. I'd kill as many zombies as I could. Then I'd go through the tunnels with every weapon I had on me, just, like, killing zombies. And then all the hand-to-hand moves were so sick, too. Like, I was, like, punching heads off, disemboweling zombies, like...
They were cool, but you could never use them, right? Because then you had, you know, that stupid thing would go off, and then there were literally parts that you just had to run balls out across the mall. You're watching your time go down. You know you're going to have to reset from the goddamn... be like the continuation point if you don't get there in time. You can't continue, like you can't even stop and save, because if you save you're gonna be right at that time, so you're just gonna be screwed. You're gonna lose out on like 3 hours sometimes.
Yeah, it was stupid, but
it sucked.
I don't know, I enjoyed it.
Fuck yes. But what I was saying is you have that option for a zombie game, which is straight slaughter, little result, and then you have Walking Dead, the Telltale version, not the new one, where it's story-driven, it's character-driven, and every zombie that you face is a unique and scary experience instead of just slaughtering.
Well, the new one, it's just Merle and Daryl?
It was really just Daryl. I haven't met up with Merle yet because I've been playing the Gears, but I just started it and I played a couple levels. You get a lot of people in your party. It's basically a choice. You make a lot of choices. You can either take like certain ways to get to places. You could take certain missions from people.
Any of the main survivors in it?
Maybe at the end.
That's what sucks about prequels. You know they're the ending.
Like eventually, I'll probably meet up with like Shane and Lori.
I'm
and
betting
Carl
that
the
game
end.
Ends on the rooftop with Merle.
I don't think we get that far. I don't think they're going to go into him going
meeting
into
the
city
camp, like ending up at the camp and meeting all the characters. It's pretty much a game.
That's how it's going to end. They, you know what though? They might get into. You know, in the show, they mentioned Merle asked Daryl one time, do they know that you tried stealing all their shit when we first got there? So, that you know, that's kind of interesting.
I'd enjoy if they went into that a little bit.
Me too.
Well, I'm not obviously not done with it yet, but I'll tell you if what happens.
If they actually do that, that'd be cool.
Yeah. It is getting pan hard, but I'll jibar after I'm done. I don't think you're going to hate it. Like, I think you'll like it, and you'll be like, it's not nearly as good as the other one, but it was a fun play.
If you weren't a fan of the show, would you like it?
I wouldn't have bought it because I wouldn't be, you know, obviously.
But if somebody had it and you sat down and played it with them.
I wouldn't have loved it, but I would have been like, this is all right.
Nobody.
But again, all right, look. If it was like, obviously, it takes a lot of the flavor away when you're taking out Daryl. You're taking out the Walking Dead world. Like, then it's just a regular zombie game, you know?
Right.
Well, that's what I was saying, that you're precious about your franchises. Like that Alien game, you wouldn't have even you would have made fun of if it wasn't Aliens.
But they probably
it was a poor man's Halo.
But they probably wouldn't have
rude to Halo.
On Giant Shock's side, they wouldn't have made it if it wasn't. Like the Ghostbusters game was what it was. I liked it because
I liked
listening to Bill Murray and them. But that's really all. The only reason I liked it,
I thought that game was
it was voiced
fun.
By Norman Reedus and Michael Rooker. So I mean, there is that. Like, I do like the fact that it's Norman Reedus' voice every time he talks.
Yeah.
So like, there's that. It has a pretty cool opening where I'm not revealing anything. It's literally the first scene where you see their dad die right in the beginning, and then he goes. Daryl comes out and he's just like he goes to shoot his dad, but he can't. And then the other guy is just he does Daryl's line from when he shot Dale. He's like, "Sorry, brother," and he shoots him. And then it does the whole AMC opening to The Walking Dead. I thought it was a pretty cool presentation, at least for the show.
I can see it. You know, you guys know I read a lot of books, and when they go into like a side story of how somebody got there, I really like that.
It's really not that bad. Like, it's getting really killed, and I don't know why people. Maybe because the show's so popular, and like they were waiting for something that wasn't A plus to like really hate on. But like, you know, it still has the Walking Dead franchise on it. It makes it that much better, and it's all right. It's not great by any means, and it's. I would say that I give it like a C plus.
Okay, like, so like maybe a 6.5.
To me, it came across as a kind of a cash grab.
It's oh like, hey, yeah,
this
it's
thing's
totally
big.
A cash grab. They and weren't like this is gonna add to the lore. They just,
no,
just
it's
like cash.
This
grab.
Show's big. People seem to like the guy with the crossbow. To make it a game,
I would have liked to see a comic series with them in it. I would have liked to see that more. Like
nah.
Add them into the comic books. I
they talked them. About it. They haven't done it. I kind of don't want them to do it at this point.
Well, no. you can't do it for one character. So,
well,
right.
Like the two continuities match up, though.
Yeah,
like you could get away with it. It'd just be weird. Now they're in DC in the comics. So it'd be weird to have rednecks from the south.
Well, I mean, conveniently, you know, everybody's all over at this point. But
they did introduce a guy with a tiger. So,
Boneman, what are you playing?
He has a kingdom.
Right now, I'm playing some NBA Jam.
Okay. Well, what?
On my phone.
Yeah?
Yeah, another sweet app.
What's that about?
It's
about Wizards, right?
It's about Wizards.
Who could set hoops on fire?
The Wizards.
Yeah, fuck yeah.
It's about the Wizards.
Are the Wizards,
John Wall.
Are the Wizards in it, or is it the original NBA Jam?
It's with current players.
Oh, okay.
Yeah,
I didn't know that even came out.
Yeah.
I won't be picking that up.
Well,
at the same time.
You're a fool.
Why? You can't play anyone in it, right?
Sure that you was... can. I could play you right now if you had it. I'd whoop your ass.
No.
Yeah.
Those old NBA Jam games were like in the
Bonerman
perfect...
doesn't fly higher than the Phoenix, I'm sorry, in any game.
Was it? Those
it's completely oh. false. You know that Call of Duty, you're looking up at me all the time.
Am I?
Yeah, you are.
Yeah, I'm looking at up at you because you let me down, bro. That's hilarious. I'm constantly looking up at you.
I guess so, but I still got a higher score than you. Yeah.
You're not going to beat that wordplay.
Well, as far as NBA Jam goes, that was like in the perfect time for home consoles where it was like NBA Jam, Mortal Kombat, Street Fighter 2. Like, you just go to your friend's house. You had three games you could play for like a week.
Mm-hmm. Oh, shit. I had brothers, man.
Yeah.
We didn't put that shit down.
Those three games, is all you didn't even need other games. Like, I remember during that time period, I didn't buy many other games. I just had those three. I rocked them all day.
I had Mega Man 2.
Was that the exact time?
That was balls on the time. Everyone else had like these awesome games. I had Mega Man 2. That's what I brought to the table. I was like, yo, everyone's like, let's go play NBA Jam or let's go play Mortal Kombat. I'm like, yo, guys, who wants to come over to my house? Play a little Mega Man 2.
Mega Man 2 sucked.
Yeah, it did.
It was all, they're all the same, right?
Nah.
The 2 is my favorite.
I'm going to say that.
Oh,
yeah.
No, dude.
Compared to those
out,
games, Mega Man sucks.
Yeah, 3 came out at the time.
Oh, don't hate Mega Man 2.
For Christmas, I asked my mother. We didn't get a lot of video games, so she came out and she's like, you know, I open it up and I'm like, oh man, Mega Man, and then I look at it's 2 and I like look at my brother and I'm like, don't say anything.
Game was like 4 years old at that point.
Yeah, you obviously bought it on discount.
Right.
It's not even like a modern system.
Like if you were throwing like Mega Man 7 or 8 or 9 out there, I would have been like, all right,
they start rolling together.
Yeah,
this
they
is
got
a
better.
Weak Mega Man.
No way.
The new one's hard as shit.
That's when it got better.
They're the same game basically, right? I haven't played one in a little bit, but they're all the same gameplay, right?
Same format.
Maybe I was too young to appreciate.
No,
Mega
no,
Man,
they started getting wacky with
shit.
The Super Nintendo
when they threw up Mega Man X
Ranger, like
Zero.
Zero.
That was Mega Man X series.
Yeah, they started getting a little wacky.
Well, they gave you new abilities. They set it in the future, and then those games went off the rails when they made them 3D. That's when they lost me.
3D Worms was the hardest game of all time.
Segway. Smooth. Very nice.
Nice.
You like 3D? Worms.
3D Worms, I couldn't hit anybody. I was in a cavernous place.
I'll keep that one 2D also.
Yeah. It wasn't any fun 3D.
That game did suck. For me, what I'm playing this week,
I'm guessing it has the initials G-O-W.
God of War he's playing.
Well, no.
It's going to be one of them, right?
No. I mean, I'm playing Gears. You guys did me a service, which I appreciate, of coming out with something other than Gears that you're playing. You guys really stretched because I know everyone's been playing Gears. I can't return the favor. I've only been playing Gears.
Really?
Yeah, I've only been playing Gears. Well, I've been trying to finish up Tomb Raider so I can get to God of War so I can beat that and then get to BioShock.
How you like getting Tomb Raider so far?
I love it. I mean, like, I think she's gritty. I think she's cool. She's not half as smarmy as she used to be. There's no jokes being cracked. She's like constantly like screaming. People are dying all around her.
She gets her ass kicked all the time.
She's getting punches to the face. She's punching back. She's slashing people with ice picks.
I've heard so many good things about it. I'm gonna pick it up.
It's a much
Gears of War knocked that down to number two this week.
Did it?
Yeah.
I'm glad that.
Well, I mean, Gears of War was going to knock anything down to number two. Is that just Xbox or is that period? Because I would imagine it was period. Gears of War than
Worldwide.
God of War.
Worldwide.
Oh, really? Yeah. Tomb Raider did better than God of War this week?
Yeah.
I believe it.
Yeah. All right.
Tomb Raider, come on. That's a much bigger franchise.
It's just funny that the three biggest games.
Well it's also multi-platform, which helps. You know, it's on PlayStation and Xbox.
Regardless, they made movies of that shit.
Yeah, but I don't know.
But what's with the trend? What's going on with games that. The three games we just mentioned, all prequels.
No, Lara Croft, they're saying it's just a reboot. They're just
okay, they're straight reboot? Good.
Yeah.
Because I hated the old ones,
need to see more reboots like that just for the fact that, the prequel, for example, like Gears, where's it going to go now?
That's
my problem. Every series is doing the same shit.
Well, they're definitely trilogy, doing Dom and Marcus prequel. That's definitely. Why they didn't mention them
trilogy, then prequel. Why do we need prequels? We know how they're going to end. They don't bring anything new to the
table. You know who doesn't do that to you? Grand Theft Auto. Grand Theft Auto is like, we can give you a different guy every time. You want to know why? Because we love you guys.
Well, I'm appreciative to Grand Theft Auto for that.
You should be.
But they don't follow the structure because their games aren't necessarily super linked. You know, you're not following one character
really
from game to game to game.
Linked at all, yeah.
They'll reference each other.
Actually, the new one. The stories were linked, but
yeah,
that doesn't
isn't
matter.
Isn't it just right back to like.
There are rumors that the newest one is going to be extremely linked for the fact that every city is going to be involved. And whenever the rumor is when you go to the other cities, all the old people, like you go to Liberty City and you're going to be able to see the crime pin.
Yeah, I heard
Nico.
You're going to see like an older.
There was like a race.
Tommy Vercetti in there.
In San Andreas where you raced the guy.
Yeah, the guy. Three. I remember that. And he stole your woman in true guy style. Remember
it's
that?
Like when Vin Diesel showed up at the end of the Fast and Furious 3. Right, like
it was like right there in the middle.
It was right in the middle.
You were in the Hicklands. You were like, you got to go to this race at five p.m.
What I'm talking
you show
about
up to the race
is
and it's the
each,
dude.
Each consecutive Grand Theft Auto game, different protagonist, right?
Right.
Any game that's all these, especially sci-fi games and shit like that. It's like trilogy. We're going to do three Gears games, and then we'll do a prequel that the storyline is like.
They changed
maybe the outsider here.
In that.
Well, I'm the outsider here, so I like the story mode more than like the multiplayer.
I like the campaign modes better than I like the multiplayer.
Oh, do you?
Yeah.
I like them both.
I love the campaign mode in this new one. But the ability to give story is just washed out when you go prequel because it's just.
Yeah, but I got to say, with Gears, this was the story all that great?
It
I like the Dom.
Really
I like
cool.
the Dom story.
Like I said, and I've said this before, you know what? Let's wait till Gears. Let's actually jump into the news right now. And. Start talking some
Gears. The Gears news.
Official Gears.
Wait.
All right, Gears 4 is out. Just to continue what we're saying.
I just love that so much. It's funny when you hear it, but when you're at the table and it's just four dudes going, bobbing their heads.
Oh, it is? Yeah.
Like, yeah.
Yeah, you.
Huey Lewis.
It's a good jam.
Yeah, I never hear Bonerman getting tired of that song.
No, it's a good jam.
You guys are right. I didn't want to lose the conversation.
You lost it.
I know. I did. That's why I said I didn't want to lose it.
Yeah, we're going to be talking about these wizards who had, like, guns.
Okay. All
chainsaw
right. Yeah,
gun
yeah.
wizards, right?
Yeah, they had
gun
these
wizards.
Magic chainsaws.
Future.
And they're fighting all those Voldemorts that are tearing out of the ground.
They're fighting mini wizards, less powerful wizards.
Are we talking about Gears of War anymore?
Every game is about wizards now.
Yeah,
I could use some wizard powers on insane mode.
I was really only concerned. You're right. I was most emotionally attached to the Dom storyline, the Marcus one, where, and I've already talked about this with Giant Shock, but not on air. The Marcus one, like, where he just, like, misses his daddy and, like, he's, like, 40 years old, but he, like, has to find him. A little weak, you know?
Well, his story's wrapped, you know? There's nothing else they could really do with Marcus.
Yeah, but his story wasn't all that great to begin with.
Did anyone else get the feeling that they wanted to make the Locust Queen his mom, like, at the end of 3, and then they copped out?
The end of 3 was a disappointment to me, and just the fact that the whole second half of that game was, hey, they're not that bad, and then you end with genocide.
Right.
They're like, they humanize the locusts right before you extinguish them.
Do you think they tried to steal that from another famous story? Not that anybody, I know, Berg, you probably wrote it, Ender's Game.
I don't feel like it was very Ender's Game.
They did it a lot better in Ender's Game.
Yeah, that's what I mean. Like, it kind of just petered out. Like, they were like, all right, we're going to do this awesome thing. They're going to be kind of humanized and not that bad. And then maybe they'll be... Kill him.
There wasn't that much.
People are going to be pissed off.
Yeah, I wouldn't care either. I'd be like, these crazy bastards have been trying to kill us for a decade. Yeah,
right. Well, I would
like, fuck them.
Two people with a conscience.
I would have liked.
Brings up a moral question.
Well, I don't think the question was large enough. I would have liked to see like a big cutscene where like the queen's just like, nah, you know, we can live side to side, and then Marcus could either choose, or, you know, fuck.
Are you going to be one of those guys that's like trying to talk to the zombies when they're fucking trying to eat
zombies?
Zombies
are
like,
different.
Wait,
they're mindless.
Wait. You're not
locusts
feeling
speak
well.
English.
Oh, yeah, they're
you're
like...
You're sick.
Locusts wear pants, okay?
Groundwalkers.
And they shoot guns at you. Well, that's true. I mean, they
still
feel ashamed
had the
enough
dignity
to
learn our language.
They brought down flying squids to eat you. Like,
to which I promptly chainsawed them in the face.
Talking about the flying... Talking about the flying squids, or I forget the exact
the
term.
Reavers.
The Reavers, by the way. Those things can fly. How long do they keep them cooped up underground for? I mean, like, how they? Do you think they just came out of the emergence hole and they're like, "Holy shit, they can fly"?
No, because remember the number 2, you were flying in the little holes to get away
through
from,
the cage.
Yeah, but originally they on emergence day. Do you think they popped out and they're like, "See, you idiots, we can fly. Why haven't we been outside the whole time?"
Do you think like each locust that comes out flying a reaver is like terrified when they come out of the ground? They're expecting like the squid to walk, and it's just like. Shoots up in the air like, oh, fuck, oh, fuck.
Oh, no! No, I picture them like the kid from Neverending Story, like, yeah!
To tell you the truth, I would have liked to see a lot more sunglasses rolling on the locusts, too, because, I mean, if they haven't seen it, they haven't seen it, you know?
Good point. Good
They're getting awfully close to the sun, too, fucking flying those reavers.
I would like to see them jump out and be like, ah!
The only ones that don't work.
That would have been the best. My eyes! The initial emergence day was just them, like, jumping out of the ground, like, oh, fuck!
Like when you walk out to the beach and it's just like too sunny out on that sand and you're like, oh!
Step outside on a snowy day and it's just snowblind.
We were talking
about, oh my god, snow and it's sunny and I'm going back under.
We were talking about the last scene where, you know, Marcus meets the Locust Queen. I don't know how he could turn that off so quick, how all of them could turn it off. Or, and they're like, they see a locust and they're just like... Like, zzz, you know, like, you're sawing her up, like, they let
well,
her talk and shit. Like,
she looks human, which is weird, anyway.
Yeah, the other guys have arms and legs, too. They feel like they've been fighting them for a decade, just sawing them in half.
Well, she really had some good diction going on, too. She had a better vocabulary than all four of
them.
Yeah,
they're on an alien planet of Sarah. How does she have a British accent?
I don't know.
That's just always the American go-to for, like, it's not American.
Kill British. It. Make it British.
British. All right.
Also,
don't
also
you know the
evil.
Fucking sun never set on the British Empire, bro? They were everywhere.
They expanded to
sun
underground
never set
Sarah.
On my ass.
Yeah.
They brought the emulsion there, damn it.
Yeah.
They might have.
The emulsion was kind of like the flood to me. I didn't get the deal. Like,
emulsion was an underground power source. It's
like, but
like
oil. It was making them change.
But in reality, it was a parasitic organism.
Yeah.
Again, the storyline was whatever. Like, same thing like Halo. I had no idea what was going on in Halo. I had no idea.
I love the Halo story, too. Except that one just got weird and bad after a while.
All of them get weird and bad after a while. Even by Gears 3, when they had those giant worms, like, they had those giant worms, Saint Jacinto or whatever. I mean, like...
Oh, that was 2.
It was 2.
That was 2.
Yeah, it was 2.
And that was awesome.
Yeah, but it was getting too weird. That was too
well,
weird.
Well, they all do, because they tried to go bigger.
It was getting too big. Like, those blimpy things gave me the creeps. Like,
living blimps? Yeah.
But yeah, those things
I always
gross.
Liked how the fucking locust just happened to have another locust thing for just this task. Like, we'd fly. That thing could probably
the locust
hold
blimp. Yeah, it was like the Ninja Turtles in the 80s. They just had everything, like the it's big like, mosquito toy. And like, oh, that's
it's like,
shit.
They got tanks. Well, we got nemesists.
Yeah.
right? Like, they just happen to have, like, a tool for every, thing they had to
do. Yeah, like, little grenade things and, like, tickers and all sorts of crazy shit.
But then they had some of our weapons. Like, they had the long shot. That they regularly rocked that. They had the one shot. They had the fucking our grenades and shit.
I didn't play the single player mode on this game yet because I really just really, really love multiplayer.
Multiplayer is a lot of fun.
It's super fun, though, the campaign. They switched it up in a big, bad way.
Are they rolling with locust weapons? Like, is it all hammer bursts No.
They're rocking... There's a lot less weapons in this game, but it's basically you got the Lancer, the sawed-off Nasher,
Retro Lancer,
and then it's like basically that's your main weapon.
Can you choose between like the five grenades?
Oh, the Marsga, and the what's the other
Marsga's
thing called?
Good.
The Breacher.
The Breacher, yeah, those are like the new weapons.
And you can start off with those, or you got to pick them up?
You pick them up.
Well, actually,
each level you pretty much are Lancer and shotgun.
No, if you do a little special challenges, they have a set like for you. Every
the way
time.
the way they switch it up is, you know, normally Gears is these huge sweeping levels that you spend hours on. Now it's short challenges more than anything, like short levels, and you have the option, like right when you start a board, they'll have a big gear logo on the wall, and if you choose it, it'll bring up like extra bonus challenges. Extend your points to give you extra stars.
I mean, obviously, I'm going to choose that.
Well, a lot of people just want to run through it.
It makes it a lot more fun. But it at some points, it's annoying where it's like you're going into this board and you just spent a few minutes changing your loadout. And it's like, oh, the stipulation is you can only use handguns and you're not allowed to run.
Oh, that's weak. They only let you choose before they give you the stipulation?
No. It's like you start the mission. But
you could also decline it, too.
When we were playing it, my instinct was we start the level. It's like, oh, ammo boxes. Let's load up and we'll switch our weapons around. And then you'll get up to the challenge and it'll be like, oh, it's smoky and you can only hit guys with a wrench. Like, it makes it
Bioshock. I didn't use a single wrench. I might have played it wrong.
I was just saying, it gets it hard. It was really pretty difficult.
It's smoky, guys. They're going to be trying to use cleavers on you. And I was like, all right, I'm going to be using shotguns.
The last mission I did was you could only use cleavers. And you got snipers shooting at you, and you're running around like Aragorn with a fucking sword. Like,
that was fucking
that sounds
sweet.
Badass.
No, you only had cleavers to start. Once you kill a motherfucker, you get his weapon.
No. You're not allowed to pick anything else up.
The weapons disappear.
Nah, I played that level. It's on like the rooftop.
You are right that there was a part like that, but that was different. We're talking about in the courtroom. Like, remember, you start off the Reaver lands, and we were getting played by it was smashing us over the wall.
Yeah, that was sweet, though.
It was a really fun playthrough.
That's not how you fight a Reaver.
What do you guys think about the multiplayer?
I think it's awesome.
It's totally different. I mean,
the best mode is Overrun, where you get to play as the Locusts, and you get to play as, you know, the Cogs, and you can switch back and forth, and the Cogs got to defend the E-hole and the...
For people who don't know it, it's like single flag CTF, but they push you back like three different times, so the cogs get three different chances.
It's not like capture flag at all.
Yeah,
no, because it's like just a fort. You just gotta protect.
Well, it's one side versus the other, and you gotta run into their fort, and then you destroy whatever's blocking the E hole, and then you move up.
Well, because the Grenadier guys could throw grenades and shoot the fucking
E-hole. I guess it's more like the thing from... does anyone remember from the original acclaimed Call of Duty?
No.
Nobody?
I only played 2 was the first one I ever
played. The original Treyarch? Sorry, the one that sucked?
Is that the one
But they had that one mode where it was almost like a tug of war back and
forth. Was that the one that started with Normandy?
No.
Or whatever. Fuck that game.
Oh no, you talking about the original Call of Duty? I think that is the one that started like.
That's not the one I'm thinking of. Anyway, you push up with it. That's my favorite mode too.
That's a good mode.
It's like Horde mode, except more operative driven. Like you really got to think about which locus you use, how you're busting down the gears, fences, stuff like that. Although if you're a grenader, we found out. You could just pretty much, if you time it out, you could just lob them from wherever at that thing.
Yeah, you could lob your grenades and you could shoot it with the Lancer from afar, so it makes the cogs come out of their little hidey holes and try to actually attack you instead of, you know, defending their fence.
I think people forget that. I think people think so hard on just advancing and destroying the fence that they forget that they're actually can just, at some times, they're in range to shoot the emergence hole.
Once you get the cogs out of that little... area, man, they're just regular characters at that point, and you got the locusts are stronger than the cogs. Like,
right,
you know, the Maulers and the fucking Centipede motherfuckers. I had no idea the Centipede, I never saw it in the game, but it fucking stands up on its hind legs and spits acid at you.
That's never happened in campaign mode.
Yeah, it never happened in campaign. I didn't know it could even do that.
The Centipede?
Yeah.
Actually, no, I did get hit by that.
Did you?
Yeah, it stood up one time.
Well, with the Centipedes, what you want to do in multiplayer, I found, is you want to stand behind a wall so they can't shoot your ass. You know, a lot of people just roll up in there. But that's the only vulnerable spot is the Centipede's ass. So behind a wall.
In multiplayer, do you have to kill him in the same obnoxious way?
Yes.
Shoot him in the tail. Maybe I'm thinking of Horde, though. Maybe I'm wrong. I feel like I did stand up and fucking knock me down once. And I was like, what the fuck?
It could easily have been Horde mode.
Because he played, after we were done, we played the Aftermath campaign and the regular campaign. And then we played a little bit of Survival, right? And I guess he must have got spat on by the fucking Centipede.
I mean, that could have happened, too. What do you guys think about Domination? I mean, Domination, I get a shitload of points. You get a shitload of points for it.
I didn't really even like Domination so much in Call of Duty or, like, the other first-person shooter games. So it's a lot of just running to a point and dying.
Anyone play any free-for-all?
No, because it's a team-based game, man.
It's a little wacky for me, free-for-all.
It's like a battle royale, but it's not that fun.
Yeah.
Everyone's just trying to kill you.
Yeah, I mean, Gears is... initially a team-based game for me. I mean, anything that takes me out of the team, I don't really want to play.
As far as multiplayer goes, I'm kind of bummed that they took out all the locusts. Like, you're not a cog or a locust team anymore.
I don't
like
that either. They
said
just
all cogs.
Yeah, they said that the problem was that everybody wanted to be a cog, and I did see that. I remember that in Call of Duty 1, where you couldn't get guys to move off the cog team.
You mean Gears of War 1?
Gears of War 1. My bad.
I was like, yeah, I guess you don't want to be the Nazis.
Yeah. Well, nobody wants to be the Nazis.
I hated being the Nazis.
Right.
But the other guys yelling at you, goddamn Kraut.
I remember that was a problem, and you couldn't actually start the game until everybody picked their slot. But that wasn't a problem in 2 or 3, whatever. You just took your medicine. You were a locust for the round. What's the big deal?
Well, it was, well, they changed it because you went in with a party instead of going in and switching and selecting sides.
Right. But at the same time, I mean, I never heard anybody really complain about being a locust.
I liked being a locust. They were cool.
Yeah.
I liked being everybody. That was the one game where I didn't care who I was. I liked both sides of the because the locust skins were cool. Yeah, the Grenadier one was cool. They had Ram. They had
the Bomber
Kansas.
Or whatever with that mask on. Yeah. It was cool. They had a lot more skins than the old one now. I mean, now what do they have? Only 7?
You got the 4 main characters. Then you have another Cole. You have a Ty, Kim, an Onyx Guard, which is basically just Carmine, and then a female Onyx Guard. And then you have, I think, Young Marcus. That's it.
Young Marcus is only available through GameStop,
I don't know how
right?
Ty and Kim got involved when those are the only two COG characters besides Carmine in the whole Gears of War franchise that die. Like, they're like, let's bring those guys back. Well,
and they're not, they're not in the game? Dizzy?
No, he lived. He didn't die.
He lived? Yeah. How did he not make it back?
Are they in the game? Ty and... And
No.
They don't. So why couldn't I get a Dom skin, dude?
Carmine's
like, I don't understand why I couldn't get a Dom skin.
Oh, he's in Aftermath.
Oh, that's
3.
Yeah.
You know, I don't understand. They had like they had like 20 skins in the last game. They had Anya. They had
a lot.
Yeah, they had Anya, the other chick, Prescott,
Anya.
Adam.
You went for the other chick, you're just like...
Right, I know. I was trying to think Hoffman's woman.
Yeah. They had all the guys from the first one, and they had all the guys from the second one, basically. All the main characters. Dizzy, the Ty, they had him again, even though he died in the second one. They had Kim still.
Jace was in it?
Well, yeah, he was in the third one. But
everybody.
They had plenty of skins. I also don't like that the multiplayer only has, if you play Team Deathmatch, it only has 4 levels you can play on. And then...
That was a big bummer.
It's first week, I already, like, I'm already kind of, like, getting old on these boards. It's like, I played them a bunch of times already.
I need some new ones. There was talk about bringing, you know, everybody always looks for the old ones. Everybody wants Gridlock when the new Gears comes out.
I love Mansion. Mansion's, like, one of my favorite boards.
I don't know how well they would work now with the new being able to jump down levels. And I don't know.
Would be awesome if you could jump down off the top part.
I think it would just be a shit show.
No, it wouldn't. Yo, if you could jump off the balcony, it would be great. You wouldn't get stuck in those little hallways.
That was like the main part of Mansion, hiding behind everything. And
well, the first game.
I think Mansion's too small for anyone to give a shit about it.
No, it's just not going to play the same because the first game was different. It was about hiding. It was about tech, like, or if you're going to go after something, you have to go in as a whole crew. This one is just you know, it's just the last couple have just been just go out and die and come back and then try, you know, try not to die again, like, basically.
The main beef I have with the game, and again, I love the game. I love the new gameplay. I love all of it. I really, really miss Execution Mode, which was my main
I heard that's going to be DLC. They're going to bring it in a couple months.
Did you hear that?
Yeah.
Or you
no,
just...
I heard that.
I need it back because... And I also need them to have the one life system at least in one mode so I can watch... So I don't have to watch some moron run over and over again at them and just beef it. Like, that takes away from the team mode franchise because the guy feels no need to survive. He's just going to eat off my points.
Well, I mean, if there's no one has any fear of dying because you when you died in the first game, you just sat there until you know the round restarted. Right,
right. You didn't want to die,
and it was a huge disservice to your team because then your team was down a guy.
Right,
but now it's like you die, you know, wait 8 seconds, you come right back. It's not a huge deal.
Right. Well, I hope in execution mode you only get the one. I hope you don't get to respawn.
Well, I think the reason why they didn't put it in was because no one would have played Overrun or Survival had they just put in the old mode back. They would just been like, all right, cool, you have the old mode, great.
Well, no, I don't see them doing that. But even in 3, you could respawn.
Tell me the truth. Would you have honestly played Overrun yet if they had the old mode?
And if I had to sit there and wait for the other survivors to beat the Horde? Definitely not.
No, I'm talking about just the old execution mode. Would you have even played Overrun if they had the old execution mode still?
You mean the down system?
System. Like the old way they used to play.
I mean, I guess I would have had to, right? Why? If they had it.
You wouldn't have had to play anything. No one ever played fucking King of the Hill. What's that? The leader mode?
Right.
No one ever played President. No one ever played that shit.
Well, if you wanted the achievements, you did.
One game. You played one game until you won it, and then you got your achievement, and that was it.
Yeah. I don't know. What old school board do you think would be the best one to come back on?
Gridlock is always the funnest one.
And you think that would lend it well to the new play?
Actually, realistically, that with the new play, probably, what's that, Mausoleum. There's a lot of shit to hide behind.
Mausoleum would be fun.
Mausoleum is always a fun board. I always liked the Subway. That was a downloadable one, the first one. Subway was fun. The two little subway tracks, and then, you know, at the top part, the two stairwells leading down to them.
Right, right, right.
That was fun.
And the train in the middle.
And Mansion, right? Yeah. And the Mansion. I love Mansion.
I'd like to see the museum come back from what was that, the first one? Downloadable content? I'd like to see that.
Well, the museum was good. Actually, I like Raven Down. Bring that back.
No way, dude. Yeah. Not at this point. We're so beyond Raven Down, Nasher shit show.
No, put like two turrets out there or something like that.
What do you guys think? Bowerman, you got any old map you would like to see back?
Nah, got nothing there.
You didn't play the old ones?
Nah, not online.
Okay.
You just play story mode.
Barracuda, you didn't play the old
ones. I don't like multiplayer.
I know. All right, well, I mean, like, so final thoughts on Gears? Anybody?
I think it was an excellent game.
It's Barracuda as a first person, a single player game?
It's not breaking any ground. It's not reinventing anything, but it's fun as hell. So give it up to them for that. I feel like they missed some opportunities in the prequel, but whatever. They turned around a pretty fun game.
What opportunities do you think they missed?
Oh, the story they gave no thought to. It, you know, granted, it was all gameplay, but there's a good mythology behind Gears that they could have expanded on. You could have done the Pendulum Wars. You could have done E-Day.
Yeah, we talked about that.
I'm on the train though, where like the story stinks, but the game is fun as hell.
The game is fun. I'm just saying, how fun would it be if it was a great, fun game with a kick-ass story?
It's hard to do that. The prequel.
If it was the Pendulum Wars, I would have liked to see the Pendulum Wars go down, and at least at the end of it, I wouldn't know if they were going to end with Emergence Day.
I don't know. I wouldn't mind it being Emergence Day somewhere in the middle of the game, because there's even a plot point in the single player that one of the dudes on your squad was your enemy during the Pendulum Wars. Your Ruski buddy.
Yeah, they missed it.
Paddock.
And you could have done this whole thing where you're fighting this motherfucker, and then you got to team up with him. That would have
done
something
that.
Emotionally.
Again, I haven't
character.
Played the story mode yet.
Plus, it would have been really cool if you're playing the Pedro Mords and all of a sudden E-hole started popping
How
up. You would have been like,
fun
what?
Would that be? How insanely cool would that be?
You're like last level, whatever, is Emergence Day. You got to like fight your way out of Emergence Day.
That now, that's exactly what I'm talking about.
So that would have been really, really cool.
So I feel they kind of missed the boat on that. But it is a fun game, so there's no taking that away.
All right, well, moving on to a game that's very, very near to my heart. Kingdom Hearts 1.5 Remix coming out soon. It's a redo of Kingdom Hearts 1. They're adding at least one boss. They didn't say if it's going to be a board. They didn't say if it's going to be in Hercules's...
It's got to be a world.
Ha, ha. No, it could be in Hercules' Coliseum.
I hope not. I hope they bother to add a board.
At this point, they owe me a board. It's Kingdom Hearts 1. Not coming out with a new console game, because they already said that Kingdom Hearts 3, Square Enix has come out and say that they are not even working on it yet. They plan on making it, but I haven't had one on PlayStation 3 like the entire time. It's been out for 10 years.
When did 2 come out? 5 years ago? 6 years ago?
2? It's got to be like 10 years ago.
It wasn't 10 years ago.
I don't remember. I should have looked it up. You know, I intended to look it up for purposes of the podcast because I'm a little rusty on it, obviously, since it's been so long. But every time I pass my TV, Baird wants me to join up. Yeah,
I want
to
say it was Baird's like, I need your help. Or so that last one came out. So it's been almost a decade.
Yeah.
Well, it's got to be... Well, the first one, dude.
Number two.
But that was on PlayStation 2.
Yeah.
I mean, really, you guys are going to come out with
a couple of years.
You guys are
going to
come out with an entire
down system
and not have one of them. I mean,
it's a weird decision.
It is a weird decision.
Is it Disney? You think?
I'm going to jump to another piece of news.
Didn't Nintendo do that with Star Fox too, though? Like they didn't put out any Star Foxes for. Was it GameCube or the Wii?
No, they put out Star Fox Adventures, which wasn't
a star. It's like the character was
the
there.
But it was a game called Walking Around.
It was a game called Dinosaur Planet, and then they decided at the last minute, like, hey, let's throw Star Fox in there.
Any game that was named Dinosaur Planet should have been scrapped at the
this is N60. No, this is a GameCube, and it's Nintendo. They can get away with a game called Dinosaur Planet. That game was actually kind of fun.
Nintendo lets the guys fall to the way. You know, Pikmin was fun too, but where's that? Anyway.
Nintendo blows.
These days, Nintendo is not nice.
Their last two systems were kind of rough.
I have so many pieces of news on stuff that we're talking about. Like, for example, Nintendo Wii U, new gen system. It sold less this month than Xbox ever has, including this month.
Of course, they gave it no buzz. They came out with no launch titles.
I saw a commercial for some Wii U game that was like finding monsters or some shit like that. I forget the name it was called. It was like something about like battling
Monster Hunter.
Monster Hunter, right? And I'm watching these, like, look how fun it is. These four people were playing, right? Then they'd stop, all put their Wii U's on the floor, right? And then pick up their DS's. Like, it's like crossover game. And then I'm like, how many devices do you need to play this?
They had that
game
with the other systems, and I never once crossed any of them over.
No, I didn't do that. I mean, with the Pokemon to this day, I never really did it. You know, I mean, with
even,
the Pokemon,
even
you could
other,
always transfer.
Even other games, Zelda Four Swords, you could play on multiple systems, and nobody did it.
Yeah, but it was the same game.
It was obnoxious. Yeah, you'd have to go into a cave and then pick up your DS and play it. Like,
These are all gimmicks.
They need to drop the fucking gimmicks.
Right.
I get it. They're the family-friendly system and everything, but it's killing them. It's going
to
put them out of business.
Well, two pieces of news that are pertinent to this particular conversation. Square Enix... Believe it or not.
It sounds like you're saying Square Enix, bro.
That's what I'm saying at this point.
Like it's like a Minecraft butthole.
That sounds like a rough go.
That's what I'm saying at
What's
this
wrong
point.
With this guy? He's got a Square Enix.
Well, Square Enix.
Steve Novak has a Square Enix.
I'm in love with the term Minecraft butthole.
They had a projected loss of $3 billion.
How are they even in business?
Well, I'll let you know this. It turned out to be a loss of $13
billion. $13
billion. I guess Square Enix CEO has stepped down.
Those Final Fantasy games aren't selling like they used to, huh?
I don't fucking understand. I don't see I don't see little kids rocking Final Fantasy t-shirts all over the place. I don't see Hot Topic having Final Fantasy shit all over their walls. Where the fuck is my Kingdom Hearts game, Square Enix?
You know what it is? It's people our age who are still on the dick of Final Fantasy VII. Oh, no, it's still great. It's not. Who's played any of the last Final Fantasies and really liked them?
11 had good buzzes.
I hate those games.
10 had good buzz. I like 10 and 11. 12 got a little
They're too weird. Japanese for me in the sense that the storylines just
They don't add up. Odd. I know. People are wearing like one pant leg and rolling around and throwing volleyballs at each other.
Exactly. They have 19 belts and their hair is blue on one side and they have a sword that's also a gun that's a part-time magic wand.
They have legit soldiers shooting at you and you're running at them with some wacky-ass swords. I mean, I get it and I'm not going to dump on Final Fantasy because I do. But, I mean, like, honestly, Assassin's Creed comes out every fucking year. I will if you want me to.
It fucking blows. Final Fantasy.
Nobody cares about your opinion.
One of the most boring games ever.
I wasn't a big fan of Final Fantasy either.
Talk to the wizard. Get a potion. Bring it to the cloud, man.
I didn't like so productive during this. What do you talk about? Blows. Is it Call of Duty? Is it GTA? Then it blows.
You're crazy.
Anyway,
I didn't like because of the fighting.
Final Fantasy, like, come on, man, that game fucking stinks.
I did love the games. I would like to see back on Nintendo maybe. No,
that's when they
were worse.
Original.
I still like them.
They brought
this
the same format to like the other. It was like you have a great game console. Let's put this fucking shitty format where I have to hit a fucking the O button to use a spell. I have to hit the X button for a quick attack. Like.
It's
that's
an RPG. You pick out.
Have you
from,
played Final Fantasy game? It's turn-based.
Choice.
It's not even.
You don't even hit anybody. Yeah. You're like you just. You
no,
there
I know. You're hitting buttons.
Yeah.
And you watch the.
I don't know if you're familiar with video games, but you have to hit a lot of buttons in every game.
Yeah, but usually it's not fucking like a chess game. I don't gotta wait for my opponent to fucking pick his move.
People like chess,
but
man.
That's what. Yeah, that's
I love
what
chess.
It.
I hate Final Fantasy.
That's it.
Turn-based
that's what,
combat.
That's
can
what
be
Pokemon.
Decent.
That's what Pokemon is essentially built.
It can be decent.
Definitely.
I like Pokemon Stadium.
Cool. Right, which is basically the same genre.
That's
almost.
Only
that's
the battle system.
Yeah, that's only
yeah,
the battle
that's system. Only, that's getting rid of every other part of Pokemon, just like, here's turn-based fighting.
That sounds
and
yeah.
you're like, oh,
more
yeah,
interesting
I'm
than fucking Final Fantasy.
Well, I'm not walking around for hours fighting like dumb shit in the forest.
I got so lost
Pokemon
in that game,
Pokemon was a little different
because
at least you could capture them and make them your soldiers.
Wait a second. In which game are you not running around in the forest?
Stadium.
Because both games you are.
Pokemon
no,
Stadium.
Oh, in yeah, I guess.
Pokemon
yeah.
you are in red, blue, green, whatever the fuck.
Yeah, but in Final Fantasy, you know, you get caught.
I don't, no, guys, I'm not saying Pokemon.
Oh, you like the stadium because you didn't have to catch the.
No, you just played the fight.
But what I'm saying is it's
I mean,
turn-based
I
based regardless.
I liked it facing you all in it when we used to play it. We used to have some epic battles. But I only liked it because I knew all the Pokemon from playing the game. I didn't just like some wacky ass animals.
I watched
it didn't
the
really
movie.
Make any yeah. sense.
I watched the movie. I knew about Mewtwo.
You never played the regular Pokemon games?
Never.
You never played the regular Pokemon?
No. I just played Pokemon. I watched the movie.
Do I have to give you some homework for the first time we've ever run this podcast?
No.
How have you chosen co-hosts who are like, nah, all these games are gay? I never.
I liked. I never played Pokemon. But I liked the stadium game.
Did you watch a show?
Yeah.
Okay.
Fuck it. I used to love Jigglypuff because he used to like make people fall asleep and draw.
I'm sorry. I'm not like you over there, stupid Pete, who loves every video game ever made.
I
like,
do.
Like,
yeah.
Oh,
that's why I'm perfect
it.
To be on this
I love
show.
It. Oh,
me
God,
too.
I love it. There's shitty video games out there.
Yeah,
the world's full of them.
Aliens, Colonial Marines. I just brought it up.
There are shitty games. I would never categorize Pokemon as one of them.
I never.
Oh, you mean that
I
one that stood the test of time?
Right.
Yeah. Although I remember having the show on and a friend of mine just like tearing it apart when it was first out.
I mean, yeah, it's the same game every time. But
well, he's like, I didn't know that.
And now there's pretty much like 1,200 Pokemon.
It's like I didn't know I could pop this on and watch a crab fight a palm tree for 30 minutes.
I mean, there's a lot of strategy to it, and I do. I always love the.
Like,
you know,
what is the strategy to fighting a palm tree?
Well, you have to bring a fire Pokemon.
You use a fire type.
Fire beats grass. Grass beats soil.
They had to change
right?
one of the Pokemon from the Japanese yeah. one version because there was a Pokemon that had like it was all black. It had a blonde wig and had big
Jinx.
Fat lips.
Jinx.
Yeah,
Jinx. It like, was a person yeah. in blackface. At the yeah. time.
How dare on. The fucking Asians hate on any other nationality yeah. or race?
How do you
like,
even know that Giant Shock without playing the game? How did
he's
you
racist.
Like Pokemon?
Yeah,
Stadium?
Brian's an expert on things.
He keeps
racist.
Up on racism.
Liking Pokemon Stadium.
I know about Pokemon.
Without
play
ever playing Pokemon. It's like having Spaceballs be your favorite movie without ever seeing Star Wars.
That's completely like possible.
That. It is very possible. It Spaceballs is a funny movie.
Right.
No, but it's not like I did watch the TV show.
But when we were playing, how did you even choose your Pokemon?
Like, I just choose Pikachu every time.
I remember.
And Mew. Me too.
I somewhat remember decimating.
It's his Smash Brothers strategy.
I remember decimating everyone in that game, so
that's
I assume
a great
you,
set,
I
great
decimated
strategy
you.
If you
but,
pick like Ness.
So let me do a quiz real fast. If I pulled out Bulbasaur in Pokemon Stadium, what would you have pulled out? If I pulled out,
go a little weirder.
Golem.
I see some of these. I don't remember at this point.
Golem, was it Squirtle? Oh, all right. So
what a Squirtle evolve.
You went to the Pokemon School of Hard Knocks, I guess.
It was no good?
No, no. These are correct. These are. If I pulled out, all right, let's do Abra.
Oh, it's a magic one, so I'd have to go.
Psychic one.
I forget. I think, what's that, the ghost one? He would rock.
Not bad.
Wow.
Now if you could name a ghost one, I'll be severely impressed.
And you know all this from the show or from?
From Pokemon Stadium and the show.
No, no. Can you name a ghost type? I'll be really impressed.
Fuck. I want to say Kirby. All right,
They had the cliche name, like Haunter.
Ghastly.
And Ghastly, that's what they
Gengar.
Were.
Gengar.
I'm not sure if he would have got Gengar.
I'm kind of glad that you didn't throw that out, because we wouldn't be able to hang out anymore if you did. Kirby was a good answer.
He's just like Jigglypuff, too. Like, he basically took Kirby. He took Kirby, like, give him a marker. My favorite part in Pokemon, the TV show.
Right,
was
that was everyone's favorite
He made all fall asleep, and then he drew eyes on Brock. Like, Brock didn't have eyes. He just was, like, super Asian-eyed. He had, like, two lines, and he drew literal eyes on Brock.
He drew those giant eyes. I remember that.
It's like being knighted.
But, yeah, dude, all I did was watch the show, the movies, and I played the stadium. I didn't really like Game Boy.
And you didn't smoke any weed back in the day.
That's why I was watching Pokemon.
That's crazy.
Right.
But yeah, I don't really like Game Boy so much. Not just Game Boy. I don't really like handheld systems that much. It just never did anything for me.
Okay. Not even your Tiger handhelds?
Especially not those. they're pretty stock.
Half of those you couldn't even figure out what the fuck you were doing.
When I was younger, again, due to the lack of funds, I had the Tiger handhelds.
Were you good at them?
No one was good at them. I had Mortal Kombat.
Were they
you
beatable?
Could be Johnny.
I don't think
no,
that they were.
They weren't beatable.
Yeah, there was Goro at the end of Mortal Kombat.
I'd be Mega
I could
Man.
Say that.
I'd be Mega Man.
Oh, on Tiger?
Yeah.
Okay.
I think the screen played like a little like noise, and then like the screen's kind of like
everything lights up. Yeah, Mega Man's like everywhere, right?
One of these days, Ryze, you're gonna have to explain Tiger handhelds to your son, and he's gonna look at you like you're a dinosaur.
Nah, he's not even gonna give a shit.
It's not exactly like World War II. You don't have to explain.
No, it's
gonna be.
It's gonna be. They had three sprites, and they only.
Oh no! I never asked my father about Pong. I don't want to hear the story.
The funnest.
Because your dad probably didn't play Pong.
Right,
Pong is
didn't.
Sweet.
The funnest handheld like the
Ken.
Tiger.
You are a mystery.
Pong
Did you just say
game.
Pong is sweet?
It is.
I Pong never, is a mini game.
Put it on the
every...
list. Call of Duty.
Yeah.
GTA. Pong. NBA Jam.
Anything.
There's Ken's playlist.
Anything that you.
NBA Jam will fuck your world up, man, too.
Anything you have to give a serious thought about. Crap.
Pong sucks.
I don't want to give serious thought to a video game. That sounds so boring.
It's like, what's this game about? Can I kill hookers? No. Can I bounce a ball, a little brick between two sticks? Yeah.
I do enjoy Knockout.
Right.
I like Knockout. That's a fun game.
Knockout was epic, yeah.
Yeah, it was an old dinosaur.
What are we talking about? Kingdom Hearts? Are we talking about
No,
well,
you
we
talking,
were on Kingdom Hearts.
You were talking about Square buttholes.
Right. Well, the new Kingdom Hearts is just Kingdom Hearts 1, totally redone.
$13 billion.
$13 billion.
Are they still a company?
Because
are
they didn't come out. Kingdom Hearts Chain of Memories, which was a Game Boy Advance game but they're making it into. Hopefully, it's.
They got to fix it then.
Hopefully,
fix
it's
the
not
whole
that card based thing.
No anymore. More card based. No more of that stupid, was it? 365 and 15 days or something?
That's going to be on there too, but it's.
Garbage.
That game was so crap that it's only going to be the cutscenes from it.
That's one I rented and returned on the same day.
What game?
It's one of the handheld Kingdom Hearts.
Yeah.
Because they're. I don't get their strategy. They got this big popular franchise with these big popular games that are crossovers, and then just for the past 10 years, all they've been doing is throwing a shitty handheld games that focus on the characters
just
we don't
1.5s
like.
All the time.
It's like, oh,
too.
You want to play as Roxas?
Probably.
Nobody wants to play as Roxas.
Probably because like 38 people bought a fucking Vita or a PSP, and they wanted to be like, we got to have someone buy these things. Let's put Kingdom Hearts on these shits.
Well,
and
the one that I am excited about is Kingdom Hearts Final Mix, which was only released in Japan.
I'll play that.
Finally,
I'll play that.
To us. I mean, it's all one bundle, and it's only going to be $40, and everything's completely
redone.
I'll take it all then. I'm definitely going to buy it.
Just for the pleasure of playing Kingdom Hearts again.
And building that goddamn gummy shit.
Beating fucking Sephiroth.
Yeah. Well, I mean,
that
I never
did.
That was
one of the proudest moments of my life, was beating Sephiroth in the fucking game.
Oh,
I never beat him.
I had to take pictures and send them to, I don't know his screen name.
GamePro was
No, I sent him to that bitch Pete, who's,
Diggy?
Screen name I don't recall.
Diggy?
Yeah.
Mr. Dutch Guts.
Mr. Dutch Guts now.
Just to prove that I can do it.
The kid
I never did it.
Is made in Dutch Guts. Adequate nickname. He's got no moral fortitude.
Okay.
Yeah, you get the week.
DuckTales is also getting a new remaster game.
Now, is this the NES game?
Balls on NES game.
I'm weren't all
you like,
about it.
And weren't you like Scrooge McDuck bouncing on a fucking game?
Bouncing your game. Yeah. And you can call Gizmo Duck.
Hell yeah.
But blathering blatherskites.
The people who are doing it is it's by WayForward Games. Which,
wasn't Darkwing Duck involved too, man?
He wasn't in the game.
No, he was involved with Gizmo Duck. He was involved with Gizmo Duck.
Gizmo and Launchpad lived in both worlds.
Is this
they
still
were
Duckburg?
On Darkwing. Yeah, this is Duckburg, Scrooge McDuck, same exact game. They got the all the old voice actors, who surprisingly none of them are dead, while all of them are over 80, to add some cutscenes, and they're adding some 3D elements in the background. These guys are experts at bringing back old games. As soon as I heard that WayForward Games was involved, well, I was super excited. They redid Boy and His Blob.
Yeah, they're the ones who did Boy and His Blob on Wii.
Yeah, they did Double Dragon Neon.
That was awesome. Yeah.
Game was incredible.
These guys are experts. I mean, like Boy and His Blob, I loved on regular Nintendo, although it had this gaping plot hole of, well, Boy and His Blob, you were running around with your blob and you'd throw him jelly beans like a chocolate one would make turn him into a ladder and then a vanilla.
But the problem
one.
Was you never remembered what jelly bean did what.
That happened?
You need
and
him
then,
to turn
well,
into
you
an
wrote it down. I wrote it down.
Oh, I never got anywhere in that game because like, I need him to turn into an umbrella and he turned into a jetpack. And now
the,
I'm dead.
The biggest issue with that game that everybody had, and I had the same thing, is if you fell into a hole and you needed a chocolate one to turn him like into a ladder, if you didn't have a chocolate one, you were just fucked in that hole. Like you just had to restart the game. Like they made it too hard. You're just like standing there and you're like, all right, well, now I have to literally hit reset on my Nintendo. So they fixed that, obviously, which made the game 1,000% better. But it looked good on the Wii. And I'm excited
the Wii
about
graphics DuckTales. Were so cool to me. It looked
was,
like a Disney cartoon.
Those words have never been uttered.
Yeah, but they went super stylized. Super like cartoony.
They
like
went
like
they dead. Went kind of.
No,
2D. Like,
well, I meant like. It wasn't the best graphics at all, but it was
no,
really
but
cool.
No, but they put it in a place where
like
it looks
Wind
like
Waker.
You're watching an old cartoon.
Like Wind Waker. It was kind of like a Wind Waker-ish.
Like that?
Little
Wind Waker was a really good game.
Going on, yeah. Mm-hmm.
I don't know if you know, but Zelda has released a definite timeline.
Yeah, they did that months ago.
Yeah.
It's Wind Waker being the last one, I'm sure, right?
Yeah, that's the... Well, Phantom Hourglass and Spirit Tracks.
Right.
I forget after what game,
did
but it
splits...
Did
they give that kid a name?
No, actually, the last Zelda game
Wind
in
Waker,
the continuity is Zelda 2.
Yes.
Adventures of Link.
But the it breaks... what was the game where you go back and forth between Old Link and Young Link?
That's Ocarina of Time.
That breaks off into three storylines. One, mm-hmm. where Ganon wins.
Yeah, there's actually a Ganon wins storyline, and that branches off into Wind Waker.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, well, Ganon did win in Wind Waker.
Well, actually, that ends with the first Zelda.
It's Zelda 2.
No,
but remember,
that
he
ends
flooded,
with the first Zelda.
Oh, that
everything.
Ends with the first Zelda. Yeah, I misunderstood.
In Wind Waker,
talk about the
Ganon had frozen everybody, and you found that out mid-game that you were... That happened like 1,000 years
and
ago.
And did anybody play Skyward Sword?
No, that was a Link to the Past.
No, I didn't play Skyward Sword.
Skyward Sword essentially ends with you killing the demon who
Skyward Sword, yes.
Like, it gives you the origin of Ganon way beforehand.
Yeah,
oh, this is obviously the beginning.
The only thing I ever got about Zelda was, no matter what, you were fighting Ganon at the end of that shit. They have like 1,000 games at this point.
They've had other villains.
Really?
Yeah,
everyone
mostly,
I've ever played was Ganon.
Mostly on the handheld.
Yes,
and
Silver Link. You put yourself.
That was
Shadow Link.
Yeah.
No, but different guys like Xant and Vati and a bunch of other characters. Demise in this last one, like different. You're not always facing Ganon.
The
but
one
a lot
that
of
you
these
turn
aren't...
into a wolf, it wasn't Ganon.
No, that turned out to be Ganon, but it was also Xant.
No, it was Xant. Yeah, that was where Xant.
No,
was
you kill Xant and then you find out Xant is a puppet of Ganon.
Right.
I don't know why Link's ever shocked.
Because it's a different Link. You're not the same dude.
I forget.
I'm surprised Ganon's not shocked. You know, it's like a kid in a green hat again.
You know they modeled that after, was it the director, he liked everything Disney did, and he modeled them after Peter Pan.
Well, you know, the other story behind it is the original Zelda was supposed to take place almost like Assassin's Creed, where it was
future.
In the future and the past, and that's why they called him Link.
Yeah.
Because he's a link between both time periods.
But they decided to do it just,
they just went
in the fantasy
with it.
That's
I love
cool.
me
I
my
mean,
Zelda.
I mean, the Yeah.
What's the guy's name? Like Nakamura or something like that?
Miyamoto.
Yeah, Miyamoto, that's what it is.
Yeah. He's the creator of everything great Nintendo did back in the day.
Well, back to DuckTales.
Back to DuckTales.
I'm excited.
Wait,
I'm hoping to see Darkwing.
DuckTales.
Woohoo. It's like when I yell Pikachu.
DuckTales?
Woohoo.
Awesome.
Pikachu.
At Comic-Con. Any festival, really. If I see a Pikachu running out, I'll be like, Pikachu!
Top of his
you
lungs.
Could just, I would and just yell always, out Pika at that point.
They're always kind of weird, and they always scurry off. They're like, oh, God.
Gotta catch them all.
Someone's looking at me.
You should catch that little fucker.
Throw Pokeballs at him.
We're bringing Pokeballs to the next con. We're just whipping them out.
Pokeballs Pikachu's. With that, like, inside is a taser gun. And when they get hit with it, it's like, bzzz.
Or you know what you
I got
do?
One.
You know what you do? You bring Pokeballs, but you put rats in them. And you, like, throw it and just fuss open.
One of my Tom Bros.
Rattata, go!
One of my Tom Bros got, wait, cage of rats.
DuckTales.
Oh, woo-hoo.
Awesome.
Nice.
But, anyway, what am I...
No. Why would you put rats in them?
Well, so that something comes out of the Pokemon.
So you have a Pokemon.
Right.
So you have a
Rattata.
Couldn't it have been, like, a cuter...
Get a fat
vermin,
one,
like,
it's eradicated.
Couldn't have been something like...
No, because that's going to scare people. I'm not going to be like a hamster throwing at someone. I'd be like, oh, great,
no,
a hamster.
You fill it with bees. And you're like, bee drill, go!
Flour, fucking poison, anything but rats.
Why would I fill it with poison? How does that have any... You never played the game. I'm not going to fill a Pokeball with poison.
No, then you go...
You fill it with rats.
What was the gas one? The
Ghastly.
Ghastly was a ghost, but there was
Smog.
The one that looked like a old bomb.
Oh, Toxic or whatever it was.
I forget that.
Team Rocket name. Had that.
You spray paint.
Oh, Weezer or
something. Wheezing.
Wheezing. That was it.
You spray paint.
It was coughing and wheezing. Would be that.
It's always easy to remember their names because they scream them all the time.
Wheezing.
Yeah.
I would be down with the rats if you spray painted them yellow and gave them little red cheeks.
DuckTales. Damn it.
Woohoo.
That would be a mouse. The rat would be Rattata. You don't remember Rattata?
Or
what the fuck is Pikachu? Is he a mouse?
He's an electric mouse, yeah.
All right, so just fucking...
You thought he was a rat?
He's a fucking vermin. He could be a bunny. I don't know what fucking...
To be honest, he's just Pikachu. They're not real animals, Brian. I don't think you get that.
No, they're all real shit. It's like the cactus one is a cactus.
The cactus one?
There's a cactus one.
That's a very bad example.
What? It has
fucking... The rock one's a rock.
Yeah. All right, they're not necessarily animals, but it's supposed to be like what it is, you know?
The Charmander.
Squirtle's obviously a turtle.
It's a salamander.
A squirrel.
A Jinx is a racist black lady.
Yeah.
Of course. Mew is a cat.
That's a
Dratini callback. Is a baby dragon.
Dragonite's weird.
Yeah, I'm trying to think of a real wacky one. Zapdos.
Magneton.
Magneton, obviously a living Magneton.
I mean, I forget these all at this point because like I really after Pokemon Stadium ended, like I never really went back to Pokemon. They didn't put out another.
I only know the original 150. That's my frame of reference. I don't know any.
I'm forgetting a lot of the 150.
I know the game right after it.
Any of them that
I
are
know
not
a little bit of that.
Any of them that are not in Smash Brothers, I don't remember.
I think I played Golden.
So you know the three of them.
Yeah. Well, no, because you have the Pokeballs, and then a lot of the Pokemon.
Yeah.
Oh yeah, I know a lot of those.
The legendary one came out. He was kick-ass. Whatever his name was, I don't remember his name either.
All right, so DuckTales.
I mean, I don't know much. We all know about the game. We've all played it. I don't really remember the storyline all that well.
It was DuckTales. You're probably looking
Scrooge
for money.
McDuck's bank.
It's about his dough.
You're going to beat up the Beagle Boys, and you're going to save the day.
I'm going to fuck their asses up, bro.
I hope they add... They also said that they're going to add a villain in this, although I can't imagine... maybe that Scottish dude?
Or maybe Morgana?
Oh,
that was from Deep... That was Darkwing,
wasn't
bro.
That, Darkwing?
That was Darkwing's girlfriend.
Or was that Count Duckula?
No, that was definitely
all
Darkwing's...
All these shows go.
That was
Morgana had the little... She kept... trying to steal his dime because he had magic power.
And she had
She was a bad guy. And then Darkwing talked her into being good. Darkwing was the superior show.
Oh, yeah.
It was funnier.
Darkwing really pulled it in.
It was never a superior show.
Can you still name Darkwing Duck villains off the top of your head?
Hell yeah. Bushroot.
What's the...
Megavolt?
Megavolt.
Negaduck?
Negaduck.
Quackerjack?
Quackerjack. My favorite. Bushroot was already said, but they're good.
What's the water dog one?
Oh, it was like Hydro Dog or something.
I think it was Hydro Dog.
Hydro Mud. I don't remember that
Hydro
one
Mud.
Exactly.
No, Hydro Mutt, maybe?
I'm pulling that out of my ass.
Hydro Mutt?
That's what I just said.
And that fat-ass walrus, whatever his name was.
And there was a Stegosaurus in there.
A Stegosaurus?
Yeah. He was like brought back or something.
I like Darkwing
Duck. At least they didn't go the Bubba route that they did in DuckTales. Remember when Bubba showed up?
No.
You guys don't remember they went back in time and pulled that Cave Kid?
Oh, yes.
Yeah, that annoying song, Bubba Trubba.
I don't remember the song. Remember?
That was like a dark time in DuckTales history.
He's like in the bath, and he's like, when you don't want a scrubba, Bubba Trubba. And like, I don't know. That was just a catchphrase.
I remember that guy, though. I do remember.
He sucks.
So anything else?
And he had his baby Triceratops. Hopefully he's in the game and he dies.
Naked duck.
I'm not probably going to play this.
Beats him with a crowbar like the Joker.
I'm probably not going to play the game.
I'd like to see that. Just like a gritty Darkwing Duck came out.
Like if he's breaking necks.
Arkham
with Darkwing Duck.
Darkwing.
If they came out with those skins again right now, I would definitely buy those for Arkham. Because I didn't, like I said, in, again.
Let's get dangerous.
I would love that. That would be sick.
Mm-hmm.
All right. So now I guess we're going to move on to Fantasy Glitch, which is by far my favorite. Because I like hearing what everybody comes up with. Just because you're on the right of me, I'm going to start off with you, Barracuda.
All right, Fantasy Glitch. This recently came up, and I hate it. So I want to... my ideal world would be one where microtransactions have an alternate. Are you guys aware of microtransactions?
Yeah.
Like when you go to 7-Eleven?
No. Games are putting these in there now. You pay your... it's almost like DLC.
Like but
you
25 pay your, cent candies.
You pay your initial $60 for your game. Dead Space 3 did this. You pay your money for your game, and then they're like, throughout the game itself, you can buy more advanced weapons in the game for $10 or something. It's called a microtransaction, and especially mobile games.
Mobile games have been doing it for a long time. It is creeping its way.
It's creeping its way, dude, into the consoles now.
3 months ago, I downloaded Happy Wars or whatever it was.
Was it Happy?
Is it an iPad thing? Or?
No, it's an Xbox game. It was Happy Wars. I was like, why is this game going to be for free? And then... they let me roll through the first couple boards, and they said couple multiplayers, and then when I wanted to go up to a higher tier, I'm getting my ass kicked. And I was like, man, I gotta go to the weapon shop. I bet I accumulated enough points to buy a weapon. Microtransaction.
Yeah.
Only microtransaction.
I noticed it, especially on the iPad. I have an iPad game that I really like. It's Jurassic Park Builder.
Okay.
I'm an old school Jurassic Park fan. So throughout it all, you build your park, and you manage your dinosaurs, and you catch them when they get loose and everything. But you're spending coins, and you're earning coins. And then you have to, like, wait a day for something to build, so you put your iPad down. And then eventually you get into bucks. You can't trade coins for bucks. Bucks can only be purchased through an actual, like, real money. So if you want a T-Rex, you need $400, which equals, like, $100 in actual money. Who the fuck is spending $100 for a fake T-Rex in an iPad game? I just wish there was a way that... they can offset it a little bit.
Can I say this? I've noticed all your fantasy glitches involve...
Not spending money. Because you're shelling
out money. You must need
money.
A crowbar to get into that back pocket.
Growing up...
he opens it up, dust and bats fly out.
Growing up...
he's got little alligator arms, bro. It's tough for him to get down to that back pocket.
Here's what it is, though. Back in the day, you bought a game, you had a game. You played the game, you enjoyed the challenge of
you're
it.
You're right. No, you're right.
He's got a haunted wallet.
You're right.
It's true.
The ghosts of dollar bills are chilling.
There's spooks in there, bro.
You guys
the ghost of George Washington literally...
the president's pocket.
I forget how anxious you guys are to blow money on stupid shit, but come
he's
on.
Got short arms and
you.
Deep pockets.
He opens a wallet and makes like a...
it's called being part of fucking the economy,
no,
bro.
It's not, because they, yeah, it used to be, because you shelled that $60 for a game and you got your game. And then if you wanted to unlock everything, you had to work for it
a little bit.
So
don't fucking rock the better weapon. What do you want me to tell you?
Don't rock the better weapons. But what I would love is if they gave you some sort of alternative.
You're right.
Like, if you could work towards things, if you can actually accomplish something instead of just chucking money at a problem.
Well, Gears did it pretty good where you can only get new skins. You can buy new skins or you can earn new skins, but the earnable ones you can't buy.
Yeah, that's what I'm... And if you guys are cool getting gouged for bullshit, for shit that doesn't exist,
I mean,
weaponry,
like, these
and
particular
fake
games,
levels to fake places...
Happy Wars threw me for a loop. Happy Wars... threw me for a loop because I didn't know that it was coming to Xbox. But these games that just invite me to play on the iPad, I know the deal. I know they want me, where they're just like, oh, we came out with this epic game. I'm looking at it. It's really fun and it's free. That doesn't happen.
Yeah. There was a Simpsons game that did the same thing where you could pay with coins.
I like that game.
Or donuts,
and
you can build Springfield in your your way, and then eventually it's like, oh, you need 40 donuts to play this. That'll be $80.
Right.
Like, $80? I could buy, like, a whole new game for that.
Right. Shock can't deal with my observation. I'm afraid to talk to him.
I just have so many cheap slams. It's just I don't want to make the rest of the show just slamming.
All right, bring up your genius fantasy,
what's your fantasy glitch?
It's called a fantasy glitch, by the way. Last week, a magazine isn't exactly a glitch,
yeah.
Brian.
Yeah. All
right,
cheap. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you not only for listening to the show.
Yo, so far, what I've learned about Peeberg is that he's a cheapo. And he's a stoolie, bro. Guy's a snitch.
Well, let's put it this way. In Max's defense, he does buy all these games, Boneman. It sounds like you've bought like 3 games and rented one.
And then pretend to be an expert on all of them.
I'd never pretend to be an expert.
Wait, what was that game? No, it's dumb. It's stupid.
Final Fantasy is a terrible game. I don't care what you say.
Well, that is definitely either you like that or love that game or you
there
just
different
don't
games
like it.
Wait.
Can you kill a hooker?
It would have been right up my alley if you.
They're different games every game. Why does everyone keep on saying it's the same game? It's a different game every time.
It really is.
I'm saying just the gameplay itself.
Different.
It's the same horse shit where you're walking around a big world.
Sometimes it's turn-based. Sometimes it's not.
It's an expansive world.
No, and like it's like when you walk in a big world, you get all these like fucking potions, and you fight like millions of little battles to like. It's like
the grinding. I get the grinding.
The grinding sucks.
Every game that
any game, the grinding sucks.
Because even the fighting games that you have, that you like, level your character up. Like I always fucking, it's like I got annoyed at those games where like, I just fucking fought 2,000 villains.
The thing that I found
one
annoying,
plus damage,
earning something though.
The thing that I found annoying, but
you make it sound like
you
graduated college.
It's a video game.
I'm not buying him for to get a challenge. I'm buying him to have fun.
No, I buy them for both.
I like earning them.
I definitely buy them for both.
I got my grade 12. I fucking.
You know what?
Did you?
My shit to have an end game. I like working towards a thing. That's why I'm not a big multiplayer guy, because you're not getting anything at the end. Oh, I played the same map with the same four people.
You got to realize, Max, that is why I enjoy the games you're talking about. I like a good challenge, and at the same time, that's the reason I play multiplayer, is because the multiplayer. People are so much more challenging. Maybe that's why I haven't played the story mode in Gears yet. I will get around to it. But killing the real life people are so much more difficult.
See, I like it the other way where I'm
story mode villain.
At least advancing a narrative a little bit.
I set up narratives in my room.
Yeah. Me too. I got a narrative
the time,
going
yeah.
in my
There are
I
just know. Way too many pay for downloadable maps for fucking this guy to be playing multiplayer.
See, I see it as everybody I kill slided me in some way.
Yeah.
Care.
Yeah, me too.
I come up with the way that he slided me.
Right. I do that too.
My Nikes.
What are we
club.
Doing with the fantasy glitch?
Every game should have a fucking 8-bit mode where you get to play the game in 8-bit mode.
I'm actually so on board with that.
I'm into that.
I'm wildly on board.
I don't know why that would happen, but like.
Because it'd just be a fun. Actually, so you beat the game on insane or hard, whatever the hard difficulty.
Mm-hmm.
And then you get to play through the game.
As a platformer?
Yeah, as a platformer. 8-bit mode, whatever.
Okay.
Call like, you know, it's like the old school Nintendo graphics. Like, I had so much fun with Meat Boy that I love those graphics. And a lot of people online do like, you know, 8-bit. Graphics of like, you know, Gears of War, like they have the characters all like that, and it's just fun. I would like to maybe play not the whole game itself, but like another little side story, like,
okay.
like an extra little mission or something like that. It'd be fun.
I like it. Yeah. Boneman, what do you got?
I think every game should have
wizards.
Wizards. No, right. Every game should have the option of whether or not you want to kill a hooker.
Okay. All right.
You should be able to stone her. That's
all right. Again, that's going to be hard to fit into, like, Pikmin and whatnot.
No, give it in there. Like, crowbar
right you just
in.
Have a little pink Pikmin.
And my second fantasy glitch, I think every game should have something where you have to buy something in the game with real money. To advance the story.
To advance the story. You want to play the next chapter? $2.
Oh, like a Play-Doh?
Yeah, so like at the end, they milked you for like a good 160, 170 bucks.
But it didn't take it from your credit card. You literally had to take it out of your wallet and put it in the disk drive. Just crunched it out.
You
like
had to bring it down to Microsoft.
And it just shredded it at that point and spit it right back at you.
Yeah, they burned it right in front of you.
All right.
Yeah, that's my fantasy.
What about you, Dan? I'm sorry, Fries.
Mine was actually something that I mean, I kind of discussed my one, which was that they were going to bring back execution mode. So then I was thinking Darkwing Duck, but then somebody mentioned it, and I started getting excited about that.
So my new fantasy goes for you to end this topic, like, for, and just either or spit out one.
I don't have one. I can't believe I don't have one. Mine was execution mode, and then I just kind of discussed it with you guys.
Maybe you should you know, email us the little list, and we could write everything down. And
come I should do that. Yeah. That's a good idea, Dickface. That's a great idea, Dildo Hopper.
Coming from the guy who doesn't even know how to check his email.
I can check my email.
Yeah, you're a big boy. Anyways.
I just got one today that says you're lame-o.
Nice. Nice. So you got my email.
Was it from PT?
All right, let's reach into the closet. Let's grab an old school game and see what we got. I definitely got one of those. Sorry, everyone, for killing execution mode. I had to jump in. Again, let's start clockwise. What do you got?
All right. I'm worried about bringing out some deep cut that I really enjoy for just getting shit on.
I mean,
no,
I guarantee these two got some shit that...
Don't, I never
no,
said anything
it
until
I
you
love,
became cheapo.
The deeper somebody grabs, I mean, like, all these, like... awesome games that all of us obviously played, like Pokemon. That's cool to reminisce right. about. I like it when somebody grabs something that no one else has played.
Say what you want about me. I am cheap, but I did give this some thought.
Okay.
And BioShock Infinite kind of brought me back a little bit to how good storytelling can be in games and how cinematic they can get.
That's right.
And it took me back to the SNES for a game called Illusion of Gaia.
Oh, I never played that. That sounds gay.
Which was a old school RPG. Played like it was around the time when everything was something of something. Legend of Zelda, Secret of Mana, this
Secret
was
of Gaia.
Illusion of Gaia.
Illusion?
Okay. Yeah.
Double okay. of Dragon.
Double of Dragon.
Street of Fighter.
But it was the first game I can remember. Came out in 94.
Did it ever have any sequels?
No sequels. It was a pretty big seller, more in Japan than here. But
I never
it
played it.
Translated
I never even
really
heard
well.
Of it.
And it was pretty much a very Zelda-ish RPG where you're in this fantasy world that is obviously Earth. But like some weird different time period. And you actually have to travel the world to stop this comet from destroying the world. You find out that the comet actually is just evolving people into monsters. And Gaia is the Earth spirit who kind of guides you. And you can
now,
transform
into
different characters.
How is it training, changing people into monsters if it's not here yet?
Just, it passes periodically over
it's
years.
It's a video game.
Okay.
So every time it passes, it's setting evolution backwards.
So it's just turning people into apes.
Not apes. It's more fantasy than that.
Okay.
So there's right. different monsters. And you visit all different, you know.
So
you,
it's
you
more of devolving their minds.
More into monsters as they would in the 8-bit era.
Okay.
But, you know, you go to real world places. You go to the pyramids. You go to Machu Picchu. And you go to all these different ruins. And you have to you could transform into different characters. And you have your party who joins you.
How does it fight?
Very Zelda-ish, I would call it. Old school Zelda-ish. Because
okay, and you carried around your party at all times?
Only for the story portions. Whenever you dungeon crawled, you would be your main guy, and you could turn into your other characters.
Could you set someone as a different lead?
No, or no. You're always your main guy. This kid, Will, who fights with a flute. So you don't want to be him. But he could turn into a badass knight with a big sword, or like this beast made of like plasma energy.
So he's like the original Ben 10.
Yeah, he's more like Ben 2.
Okay, Ben 2.
But I just remember playing the ending to that game over and over again because the ending was about 45 minutes, and mm-hmm. it was super cinematic and kind of cliffhangery.
And this was SNES, you said?
This was SNES 94, and it's like really one of the first times I can remember a story being like, fuck, this is a movie.
Would you play it again?
And I have played it again in recent years.
Cool. Giant Shock, what are we doing?
All right, so you inspired me to go like a little more vague,
mm-hmm.
but there's a game called
Night. I was trying to do that because I remember before the show you discussed Simpsons Arcade, and my mind was, of course you like Simpsons Arcade. we all did.
I like pizza.
Right. So anyway, what do you got?
A game on Sega CD called Night Trap.
Night Trap?
Yeah.
Holy Wait. Shit.
Basically, it was a game
Is
where...
Is that the rape game?
That's the first game you can beat off to.
What?
Not for the rape. It had a shower scene.
You know, when those guys were murdering those bitches? Oh, it's got me so
hot. That was a rape game, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. So your game is The Simpsons, isn't it?
What? You guys didn't like that game? The game is awesome.
Oh.
You
it was a terrible
game. I didn't fucking play
the
that
Sega
game.
The Sega CD game?
Oh. Yeah.
It's a game where you have people where you trap people in your house and you basically are trying to rape them.
No, it's the other way around. You're trying to stop them from being raped.
But you're getting raped all over the place.
Only if you don't do your job.
If you're not good at the game.
Yeah. Well, I mean, like, it basically, you had, it was like a camera system where you had like five cameras going on.
That was taken off the shelves, right? They took that down.
Yeah, I think they censored it.
They censored a lot. But I had the original Sega CD, and I got and I had that game.
Mm-hmm.
So it was pretty cool in the sense where it was first one of the first Sega CD was cool because that was before computers got big and they had those they had ROM graphics basically. So it was real people you were watching, and that like, was like to us to me like at that point like 1994 1993 it was blowing my mind that I'm watching. Real people on a
super
video.
Super pixelated video.
Yeah, it was super pixelated. Now you watch that. Like, my fucking iPhone has better, you know, memory and, you know, faster than that. But
oh, that was like kind of like Lethal Enforcers, I guess? Like where
no,
people
no, no, no.
Kinda
it's
like real?
Literally like a CD-ROM, like where like it's a guy moving. It's like it's very pixelated. You know, like you have high definition app. Remember like 10 years ago you'd watch a video online and it'd be like really pixelated?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
It was like that,
but
even worse.
You could tell it was a video.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah. It's crazy.
It's like it was like that, and basically you had these five or six cameras and you had one for all these rooms, right? And right. You'd have to basically catch these fucking guys that are trying to sneak into the slumber party, and you had to catch them before they walked off with one of the chicks, or there was, I think, two guys that came in eventually that were like teenage boys that were trying to like, you know, smash the party and be like, "Hey, what's up, chicks?" And they would end up getting murdered. And like,
it was a slasher movie.
But it was such a different game because you remember you're coming basically out of 16-bit games, and you basically were trying to protect all these people. Like you basically were in a mission control room, and you were basically trying to protect these people. And it was the most violent game I ever played to that point.
I just remember the controversy around it. Who was the chicken then? There was like an actual star.
There was an actual star at the time. To tell you the truth, I just came off the cusp with it, and I didn't like research because you know I was going to put The Simpsons up, but
yeah, but that's going to bug me because I knew who it was.
Well, I don't remember at this point, but I'll look it up after we're done.
Yeah, I had to play that game in secret at my buddy's house, who actually had a Sega CD. I couldn't get a Sega CD.
Well, no one's going to find that game nowadays. They definitely pulled that game.
That game's dead. And you wouldn't want to play it.
It wasn't
like shit.
Like, look, you got to remember, for the time it came out, it was awesome.
But
like,
when you think back, 8-bit games are at least cool and retro. Mm-hmm. Pixelated video, it's not flying.
Yeah, but you know what? I have a special place in my heart because I remember that time I actually had a Sega CD and I did play these games.
I remember having Star Wars Rogue Squadron. Not Rogue Squadron. It was...
The one Dash Rendar?
No, that was Shadows of the Empire. It was Star Wars... Fuck, what was in it?
What system?
PC.
Oh, okay.
And it actually had clips from Star Wars in it that you'd look at it and they look like Lego people because it's so pixelated.
Mm-hmm.
But it was jaw-dropping at the time. Like, it's Darth Vader. That's the scene from the first.
But it was definitely one of the most violent games. It was the most violent game to that point. And
oh, definitely. I remember there was a giant controversy.
Yeah, people were flipping out. That's why they had to put the ratings on the actual games themselves. That and Mortal Kombat came out like around the same time, and people were flipping out over those games. But I don't know where you would even find clips of that game anymore, but it was called Night Trap on Sega CD.
I'm sure they threw it up on YouTube by now.
Everything's on YouTube, but it was fucking pretty awesome. You see like the girls getting dragged out of the fucking house. They never showed rape, but like it was insinuated that they died.
I remember it was like a big deal, though.
It was insinuated that these young girls were getting murdered, though. Like, they were getting straight murked. Like, yeah. they were getting dragged outside, and you had the chance to get them. But if you didn't save them, then it was a wrap for them. But, yeah, man, it was pretty... It was so mid-90s. Like, it was, you know, everything about it.
Yeah.
Of its all time, right, yeah.
Boneman, what are we doing?
I'm going to take us back to early 1990s, to my childhood. Zombies Ate My Neighbors.
Okay.
That's a fun one.
Fucking great game. Yeah. Squirt guns. Ray gun.
Those zombies went down like bitches.
Yeah, fuck yeah, they did.
So. Yeah, with so much zombies in the media right now, those zombies are really comical bitches.
I wouldn't mind a modern version of Zombies Ate My Neighbors.
Yeah, mm-hmm. Right? Like a little, like, Castle Crashers type fucking
game. Yeah, just
game.
Make it kind of quirky and fun like it was back then. But
Zombies
Ate
My Neighbors.
It's either that or go the exact opposite way and just make it incredibly horror film. Like, make it super intense. Like, and, like, some throwbacks to the old game where, like, you squirt them and they're like, "What are you doing, you idiot? That's not going to do anything." They, like, hit the trampoline and then somebody, like, tries to hit the trampoline, hits a fence, and then gets murked by a zombie.
Zombies eat my neighbor's face.
I love that game, though.
There was a sequel to that, right?
Was it? Was there?
I think they made two.
They made two of them. Yeah.
Plants or Zombies.
Don't quote me, but I think they did.
I won't quote you.
Where would he quote you at?
That they made a sick.
Like, if I were to go onto Twitter and be like, Max
Zombies
Bakunin says that they made Zombies Ate My Neighbors too.
Well, mine, you guys have inspired me as well. I was going to go with Altered Beast, which everybody loves.
I don't even know that game.
Altered Beast? You never played Altered Beast?
Altered Beast was fun as hell.
Altered Beast was great. You play Altered Beast?
Nah, it's Sega like a Genesis, religious right? bore.
No, it wasn't. It was like they're... Yeah, it was one of the first things.
I'm picturing like a bear and a priest.
It was about werewolves, basically. And then eventually you could turn into dragons.
You turn into different animals. In the
yeah.
game. What was that game on PlayStation where you had to like fight
Bloody
werewolves?
Roar. You're thinking of Bloody Roar, right?
Where it was like, there was more of a story to it, though? It wasn't just
it was
like
a fighting game.
No, oh, no, it was like it was like a linear world kind of God of War, and it was like you use magic spells and stuff.
Gauntlet?
No. It was, you were like a priest in like... Like Dickens, England.
Yeah.
Oh yeah, yeah.
Fuck, I forget.
I know exactly the game you're talking about.
We were playing that together when it was like on PlayStation 1.
Yeah, that was a cool game.
It was a cool game.
I know Legacy of Kain's coming back. That just popped in my head because I was thinking about that. That's
really,
awesome.
They're bringing that series back?
Uh huh.
That's a weird one to bring back. It's been dead for years.
Anyway, my old school game is a game that I really wish they would have came out with a sequel for. It was for Xbox. It's called Advent Rising.
Oh, I love Advent Rising.
Great story.
Holy shit,
because you guys
that
have been talking
fun.
About fucking stories. One of my all-time favorite video game stories.
Why did they never do a sequel to that?
Well, unfortunately, they had an ill-fated multiplayer where they said if you... They had a contest that said if you find a certain... I think it was a box within the single player, but somehow it was online. I forget exactly what it was. They would give you $1 million.
What? I never
if you were
that
the first,
box.
If you were the first person to find it and you were playing online and you had to like shoot the company a message or something like that, and it didn't work out because they didn't sell $1 million worth of games, but it could have become a cult hit. Amazing story.
I did anyone find the box?
Fucking love that game.
Yeah, somebody found the box and they didn't get $1 million.
They didn't?
No. That's I mean, shit. Eventually they did in court, but...
That sucks.
They didn't have $1 million handy. No, the game didn't do that well initial sales. I imagine it would have had to be picking up steam. I can't picture anyone not loving it when they played it.
Yeah, that game came out early 2000s, early...
Yeah, it was epic. It was, that came to mind not only because it's one of my favorite stories, but because I did mention Orson Scott Card, the writer of Ender's Game, and that's a game that was actually written by a professional writer, Orson Scott Card. He's a professional sci-fi writer, for those who don't know, one of the best out there. And they asked him to write a original story for a video game.
I didn't know that was his.
Yeah.
Because he's a bit of an asshole in real life.
Right, with the whole Mormon thing?
Well, he's like just super racist, anti-gay.
Now he's getting there, but...
Outspoken about
he's it. He's got a new book series named The Gay Thief, but we're
aren't they doing a vote on gay marriage this week?
Yeah.
Yeah. That's all over Facebook.
Yeah.
Anyway, in the game, you're a human astronaut. You go out to a space station.
These two just share a glance with each other, and then they break out into giggle fits.
Nobody else knows that was the most random question of
because
all time.
Because they're so in love. Like, just like we feel about it.
Yeah, I'm in love. Right.
That was there's a gay marriage.
That was the dumbest thing I've ever heard. I'm sorry, but I thought that was fucking hilarious.
He asked that, and then they held hands on the table. Anyway.
Waiting for our day.
Are you jealous?
No, not on either end would I be jealous.
You're too far away from me.
I don't know who I'd be less jealous of. Anyway, the game is you're an astronaut. The Earth gets destroyed by a certain alien race. Another alien race saves you and explains in a twist that you are the ancient race. Humans are the ancient race, and most aliens have evolved from them. And that you have more power than you think. And throughout the game, you develop your mental powers. And at the end, you are literally throwing armor. You can throw 20 people psychically at a time.
By the end of that game.
You can fly. I mean, you're Neo at the end of the
game. By the end of that game, my character was so overpowered, I would wipe out, like, armies of dudes.
Oh, yeah. It was epic.
With a button. You just, like spread your arms, and they'd all just go flying off of the ship.
It was an epic story. I mean, you're used to... As a human being... in sci-fis, we're usually represented as bitches.
And
I mean,
it left us...
We're really at the mercy of all the other aliens.
That game left off
game.
On such a cliffhanger, too.
Yeah, because
like,
they
built
it
up for the sequel.
It was definitely supposed to be 3 games and nothing. I wish that Orson Scott Card would come out of the book series.
Was
it
originally PlayStation?
Xbox.
Originally Xbox, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Was it one of the launch games or it came out like after?
No, it came out later on. Yeah.
And it was... Well, I'm sorry. What time was it called?
Advent Rising.
Advent Rising.
It was an epic game.
Yeah.
And
that left a hole in me. Of
sorry
like,
to see it.
Like a sci-fi hole. And yeah. Fortunately, Mass Effect was not far around the corner. And that kind of distracted me.
Yeah, well, I mean, there's always going to be a game to distract you from another
Yeah, but I was at the time very sad that they weren't making another because I love that game so much.
Yeah, well, that was just poor marketing. Yeah. All right, anyway, I guess that about wraps it up this week, right? Does anyone else have anything to say?
No, I'm pretty much good.
All right, then fuck it, play the music.